He saves the day. I came across a car accident on the New York highway, and I freed a man. The guy who has a cabal, an army of state police officers. Cuomo freed the guy. Yeah, okay. After the state police freed him, they said, get the cameras over here. You know, I always like a good cameraman when I'm rescuing somebody from a highway and pulling them out of a car. Are you ready? Are you ready? We freed the guy. Get the cameras over here. I want to show everybody what a hero I am. There's no more full of shit than these guys. Well, as long as Fredo doesn't drive, let's go back to his driving record after I get some good music here. I don't know what the hell this is. It's going to lull me to sleep. This is a song that they played in the ICU when Cuomo was killing people by the thousands, by the way. They won't talk to you about that, though, will they? He's going to go take people and stuff them in a car. Let's spice it up here a little bit. Let's go look at Fredo's. Some of his fun he's had in cars. Don't worry, he's governor's brother, so he can't get in trouble. You can't even make this up. We got to get him to drive. Just don't flip your car. You'll be waiting a long time before the governor sets up his photo shoot. You want to have some fun? Put in Chris Cuomo. Hit and run. That's what I'm doing. Let's see what we come up with. Ah, page 6, New York Post. Chris Cuomo spotted boozing before his drag race. Maybe he can have Chris drive. Chris is drag racing people. You see this guy? Hey, Chris, put on your wife beater and get the hot rod out. We're going out tonight in the Hamptons. I don't think that's a good idea, Governor. I think your brother is. It's going to hurt your image. Ah, forget about it. CNN anchor Chris Cuomo was boozing at his wife's swanky magazine party in Southampton before he crashed his classic convertible into a parked SUV during a drag race. Don't worry, this is only 2016. This wasn't when he was 16. This is 2016. They got him away from the scene fast, the source said. Everybody heard it. It was a full-blown drag race. Cuomo, brother of Governor Andrew Cuomo, had just left a party hosted by his wife, Christina, for Beach Magazine at the Julian Club.
The Julian Club? What do you mean? We never let someone get behind the wheel of the Julian Club under the influence. How dare you?
And Cuomo got behind the wheel of his 69 Pontiac Firebird. What is this guy? Who is this guy? Fucking Schneider? From one day at a time? He's got the rolled up cigarettes in his sleeve and a fucking denim vest. Cuomo was in his 69 Pontiac Firebird and he pulled up alongside his friend's 67 Pontiac Le Mans. Pontiac Le Mans? How shanty. What's the matter? You couldn't afford the GTO? Photos show a blonde woman standing in front of the hot rods with her arms raised high as if signaling the start of the race. Fredo thinks he's in Greece. The movie. In the Broadway play. I saw a woman rolling around posing and modeling on the car and then I realized there were two cars and they pulled into the street, a witness said. Rolling around and posing on the car. Fredo thinks he's in a Whitesnake video.
We knew it was Cuomo. And then they peeled out and went to where the middle of the train station almost is. And right before that, he lost control and plowed into a Mercedes.
Yeah, let's get Fredo to drive some people. Cuomo crashed into the back of a 2014 Mercedes SUV at the corner of Elm Street and Powell Avenue.
Where are the cops? Anybody?
Is anybody? There's been an accident. There was a drag race, and I think drinking was involved. And the governor's brother.
Cuomo's wife told him to leave the scene, according to sources. He drove home in his car with a cracked radiator leaking fluid.
Wow.
Good job, Hansel and Gretel. Leading the police right back to your driveway. His wife stayed and spoke to the cops. And that's a real man. Honey, you stay here and take the heat. Fuck out of here. Cops later stopped by Cuomo's house to question him. That was nice of the cops to stop by.
He was drinking, and I believe that's why he was sent home, sources said. Everyone saw the state he was in. When he crashed, it got really quiet. Here's a picture of this idiot in his car.
A police report makes no mention of the drag race or the drinking, simply stating that Cuomo was distracted by someone yelling and waving. Yeah. You can't even. Friends of the couple have said Cuomo simply hit the gas on his old car and it jumped, crashing into the Mercedes. Yeah. Maybe the governor can have his dopey brother drive people around in his convertible fucking hot rod. Firebird. You couldn't afford a Camaro, pal? Actually, I learned how to drive. I passed my driving test in a Firebird. Funny story, I'll tell it to you. What the hell? Pennsylvania State Police. Back then, they used to get in the car with you, State Police. They don't do it that way anymore. They have like instructors now. They work for the state, just like lay people. But back in the day, you had to go to like these depots. This was like 19 fucking, I don't know. When was I 16? 84, 83, 84, 19, smartass, it's not 18. And I had my mom's Volkswagen Rabbit, little brown rabbit. The state cop gets in, he's got all his fucking belt and his guns and everything clanking around. He gets in and he go through the driving test, do everything. There's a stop sign at the end. Last stop sign. And the state trooper says, when I'm coming up on the stop sign, let me explain. After the stop sign, there's a little parking area where he grades you, right? And asks you a couple questions, and then you pass the driving test. But it's after the stop sign. So before the stop sign, he says, don't worry about the stop sign. Just roll up to where I'm going to grade you. So I did. I listened to what he said. He graded me. He said, you blew a stop sign. I said, what? When did I blow a stop sign? He said, that last stop sign. I said, you fucking told me to go through the stop sign. Well, he's like, well, you don't listen to people in your past. I said, oh, okay. I got you. Okay. So you're allowed to take the test the next day. You have to wait 24 hours back in the day. So we went home. My buddy had a Firebird. I said, hey, can I use your Firebird? Tomorrow I'm going to take the driving test again. The same fucking cop. We're going to teach him a lesson. He said, yeah, well, you know that the passenger door doesn't work. I said, exactly. Now, if you open the passenger door, okay, from the outside, you can jimmy it open, but you can't get out of the car. So we had the passenger door open for the cop. He got in. Nice. Shut the passenger door. My friend shut the passenger door. Same cop. Took the driving test, and he passed me. He said, I remember you from yesterday. I hope you learned a lesson. I said, yeah. I said to myself, you're going to fucking learn a lesson today, not me, pal. So at the end of the driving test, he's got all this apparatus on him, you know, his belt, ammunition, mace, guns. I said, this guy's going to have a long day. We get to the thing. He can't get out of the car. He's like working the handle of the Firebird. I'm sitting there trying not to laugh. Now my buddies are over there They're dying. They're under like a shade tree dying. Hot summer day. What's going on, Trooper? You can't get out? He's like, son of a bitch. So he can't get out. So he reaches out the door and tries to work the handle from the inside out. It's not working. I said, yeah, so sometimes that door sticks. You got to climb out the window. Damned if he didn't climb out the window. Because he couldn't come across the console. There's a stick shift. There's a long console. He can't get across. If I got out of the car, he couldn't come across. He's pulling himself out of the car. He's got everything snagging on the apparatus inside the car. Everybody's laughing at him. Teach you to play games with me. Little fun story. I enjoy telling from time to time. I'm sure he's retired now, and he probably tells you, it's one time these assholes, they basically locked me in a car. Anyway, so that's the mayor of Mayhem, the governor of New York, is going to drive people to get their vaccine in their arm. The unwashed. Why, mayor? Mayor of Mayhem? Governor of death. Why would you do that when your beloved CDC just came out today and said, the folks that are getting the injections could be spreading this around. Maybe you should read up on the news before you run your yap. This guy's crazy. Insane. Well, for the next song, we better play some Poison.
So good, you never act the way you should, but I like it, and I know you like it too, the way that I want you.
Moderna seeks to expand COVID-19 vaccine trial for kids. You fucking stupid parents who want to line your kids up for a vaccine trial, you're a special kind of fucking dumb and irresponsible. It's unbelievable. Fucking insanity. Moderna intends to expand its COVID-19 vaccine trial among kids under 12 to better monitor for potential rare side effects. Why don't you practice on fucking monkeys, ferrets, rats, anything besides human beings? Why don't you practice on fucking animals, not little kids? You know why? Because you're fucked up. How fucked up is the government to be approving this? Messing with kids from birth to 11 years old. You realize how insane this whole fucking operation has become? I think if you look back down the road in history and you use this as a waypoint, the story right here and this push right here, this is the precipice of where things went fucked up in this country. When you started experimenting on human beings and children. Think I'm fucking kidding? Look back at 30s and 40s. Germany. You're using kids as medical guinea pigs. And their parents are so stupid, they line them up. What could potentially be any benefit for a parent to volunteer their kid for this? It's fucking insane. Those parents should be incarcerated. And that's being kind. Why don't you do clinical trials and research and development on animals, not children. And what kind of FDA do we have? And they just rubber stamp any whim of these big pharma goons and criminals, by the way. Winter 21, early 2022. That's when the FDA plans to authorize Moderna for this, according to Moderna itself. Pfizer Moderna was announced they're broadening their size and scope of their respective trials in kids age 5 to 11 in a precautionary measure to spot rare adverse events after vaccination, including heart inflammation. Shouldn't you have already done that? In all human beings? In all human beings. Before the FDA said, yeah, you can start pumping this into Americans and other people around the world. Yeah, no problem. You're admitting you didn't do your fucking homework. You're admitting it. So, okay. Now you want to take a look at it. Why don't you do it first before you cut it loose on human beings? I don't understand. It's very fucking basic. Animals have rights too. Fuck out of here. Nonsense. They have a right to be eaten by me. The right to produce meat for my clan. I don't get it. It's cool to practice fucking crazy medicine, weird science, dangerous science on children. Look how that's worked out for kids with myocarditis, pericarditis, in ages 12 to 17 so far, and we just started. So, yeah, let's get permission to run similar experimentations on younger people. So you're admitting you didn't run these respective trials on kids from 12 to 17. A good investigator would say, or a good prosecutor would say. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, by seeking special dispensation from the FDA to broaden your trials and kids age through 5 to 11, you're admitting you didn't do such due diligence in children age 12 to 17. Am I hearing that right? See how insane this is? Sources are saying the age... I'm getting upset. It defies all common sense. Of course it does. It's follow the money. Whenever things defy common sense and logic, it's a money play. And you tend to get emotionally tied up in it because it's so asinine. So against common sense and logic that it's upsetting. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And whenever you get those elements together, it's all about cash, profit, money. Plain and simple. And of course, that's right on the money here. The FDA is requesting that companies include 3,000 kids in the 5 to 11 range. Thanks to the FDA for coming up with 3,000 kids. And 3,000 parents out there, or sets of parents, whatever, however you want to fucking dub it. You're fucking assholes. Let's say that before you submit your kid to this. A 5-year-old, 11-year-old. I got nieces and nephews that age. Fucking stupid people. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The newspapers, including the New York Times, are citing sources said the FDA has requested that companies include 3,000 kids in the 5 to 11 range, or said to double the initial size. Oh, that's good. Yeah, more kids, please. How about this? You know what would be fun? Not really, because I don't wish ill on any kid. But it would be a game changer if you had to test this on the children of the rich and famous and high-ranking brass in the government. No. Can't get fucking near those kids, right? Those people will not let any of these big pharmaceutical criminals near those children, the same way that they haven't taken these vaccines, these injections. I've heard it. I've heard it from congressmen. You didn't take that fucking thing. Are you kidding me? The elected officials in this country who are making policy, they didn't take the jabs, but you should take it. Just like they're not going to put their kids and loved ones up and friends for these. So many different things I could say. For this kangaroo court bullshit. I'm being nice. I want to make a lot of references to 30s and 40s Germany, but I'm going to keep my fucking lip zipped on that. Because that stuff really seems to bother people. The same thing's going on now. This should bother you as well. Elected officials aren't going to let anybody they know around this. But it's okay for your kids, because you're just a piece of shit. And they're more important than you. And they know more about what's great for this country and what's good for this country and what's good for you and your loved ones, which includes being subject to a dangerous science medical experiment that could harm your kid for life. For life. It's no big deal, though. You're a nobody. That's your role here. You're a crash test dummy. Learn your place, surf. I don't think I can play this. This better be the radio edit. This better be the edited one. Drop it like it's hot. That's something that I would do with this. But don't worry, this is from Fox News. They're all about pumping it up now. Now that the White House has told them to back off on the naysaying and the negativity about vaccines and Big Pharma, they're back on the wagon to pump it all up. Pfizer spokesperson said the company expects early results of late-stage trials in September for participants age 5 through 11, with younger age groups age 2 through 5 expected shortly after. Findings among children as young as 6 months are expected in October and November. Parents are fucking... They should be locked up. There's no word for it. Fucked up. Whole thing's fucked up. It's beyond fucked up. Don't worry, it's all over the world, though. You know, Pfizer and Moderna, they'll get their kids where... They're test kids wherever they can. They're pulling them, by the way. 5,000 kids in the United States, Finland, Poland, Spain. You can't even... But, you know, thousands of kids between the two companies, thousands of kids all over the world. But if you say something like I'm saying right now, you're a problem. You're spreading misinformation. No, I'm a fucking parent with a brain. Can't even. It's frustrating. To say the least, it's beyond frustrating, to be honest with you. Technical problems. Your blood pressure problem. Few anger problems. It's just speechless. Speechless about how far this society is tumbled, as we people still look to these so-called leaders for guidance. Are you people out of your fucking minds? Well, maybe you are. I can't help you. Headline: California Governor Gavin oil spill wig Newsom compares unvaccinated people to drunk drivers. What the hell is that about? Well, I can't say I'm surprised. We'll get into it right here. Gavin Newsom of all people. This is one of Gavin's favorite songs, I think. I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. I drink alone. California Governor Gavin Eddie Monster Hair Newsom has compared unvaccinated individuals to drunk drivers. Well, Gavin knows something about that. He appeared on CNN to discuss the recent spike in coronavirus cases due to the Delta variant. Mr. Newsom claimed that individuals who refused to take the vaccine posed a risk to the public similar to drunk driving. It's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everybody else at risk, including your own life, Newsom said. He was asked if California needed to consider reinstating a universal mask mandate to stop the spread of the Delta variant. Yeah, it's these unvaccinated people. It's the damnedest thing, though. The news came out the same day these assholes started yapping. Within 24 hours, it's the folks that are getting these jabs that are spreading these things, too. And we can thank the folks in Singapore and other countries who are doing honest reporting about the data, about the after effects of these big pharma injections and putting the pressure on liars like Walensky and Fauci and Biden and Newsom. Pick an asshole from the fucking haystack. Insert their name there. Look, we don't even have to have the debate if we can just get everybody vaccinated that isn't vaccinated, that's refusing to get vaccinated, that's living vaccine-free and impacting the rest of us. Or all living vaccine-free. I don't think anybody's living free thanks to assholes like you. It's all about, no matter what they say, using scare tactics, insults, whatever. Because you're bright enough to understand what the fuck's going on here. And enough balls to stick by your guns. That goes a long way too. But it's like drunk drivers. They don't have the right to go out and drink and put other people at risk. This is Newsom. A former drunk, by the way. Potentially still a drunk. Let's fire up the time machine and go back in Eddie Munster's earlier political career. You can't even make this stuff up. They're so full of shit, these guys. They're morally bankrupt. They think people forget. I don't forget. It's my job to remember the moves of these assholes. Headline, Newsom is going to seek help for alcohol abuse in the wake of a scandal. Mayor says he has to stop drinking, but he won't step down. Oh, but it's about drunk drivers. Newsom himself, likely a drunk driver. He caused a lot of chaos, him in the bottle. But don't worry. He talks about drunk drivers now. He's owned, I think he has an ownership stake in 3 wineries in California. He's had ownership stake and owned multiple nightclubs. He has no problem making a profit, plying other people with alcohol, putting people on the fucking road all liquored up, and then using it as a metaphor against folks who are unwashed. These guys are fucking crooks. They're just morally bankrupt. Let's talk about this asshole. Let's have some fun. Why not? Let's get the proper music here for this. I drink alone. We had a little fun with him. This guy should be... You can't even make it up. You know what the problem is? These guys believe their own bullshit. And that's what makes them sick people. And beyond sick, dangerous. And they're in charge of you. Hopefully they throw this asshole and his fucking whiskey bottle out on the street. How about some Lynyrd Skynyrd poison whiskey? Yeah, this is Newsom. Let's see it. Governor of San Francisco. Mayor of San Francisco, I'm sorry. Who was his lieutenant mayor? Captain Morgan? Let's go back to 2007. Just days after disclosing his affair with a staff member because he was drunk and the staff member was married to one of his top political aides, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom admitted Monday he has a drinking problem and he's going to seek treatment for alcohol abuse.
It's the drunk drivers out there! The people won't take vaccines!
Not the drunks that are busting up fucking families and screwing things up.